Welcome to another edition of podcast from Gothenburg-400.com. This is Reddy.
Volvo Ocean Race is the world's leading offshore yacht competition. The sailing event takes 9 months to complete. The 2017 to 2018 Ocean Race began at Alicante in Spain on 22nd October 2017. Passes through Gothenburg in Sweden and finishes at The Hague in Netherlands after the summer solstice of 2018. The best sailors of the world dare to participate in the racing competition. Fabian Bengtsson, communications manager at Beckman Media AB and an expert on the sailing competition, talks to Gothenburg-400.com. Fabian tells, what makes this race great? What is the significance of the race to Gothenburg and also to Sweden? In this podcast, you will know almost everything about the world's greatest sailing competition.
Thank you, Fabian, for talking to Gothenburg-400.com. Could you please tell us what is the significance of this Volvo Ocean Race?
The Volvo Ocean Race is one of the biggest sailing events in the world. It's the premier ocean race around the world, and for Gothenburg it's one of the biggest events that we host this year.
How many times it takes place in a year?
It depends, but traditionally it has been organized in cycles of 2 years, so it's just you start every third year.
When was it started, I mean this ocean race, and we know that the Volvo acquired in the race in 1998. What is the history of this race? Could you please tell us?
Well, it's the race has very rich and rich history, and it's full of legends in different ways. It started in 1973 as the Whitbread Round World Race, it was called back then, and it was sailed a couple of times before the event was acquired, as you said, by Volvo in 98, and it's been visiting Gothenburg. This is the fourth time. So, to make a long story short, the race started as a big adventure for adventurers, and for every edition, it's become more professional and elite teams, and now it's one of the premier sports events.
Fabian, where the race starts and where it ends, for example, this year's race?
This year's race came in Alicante, Spain in October last year. And this is the 10th leg, as you said, so it's been visiting several big cities around the world, like Cape Town, Hong Kong, Melbourne, Newport in the States, and now it's coming to Gothenburg. And it ends in The Hague after the last leg is from Gothenburg.
So we are going to host this event in Gothenburg for 1 week.
That's right. We are expecting today, when we're speaking, it's Thursday. We're expecting the boats to arrive here and finish the 10th leg around midnight. After that, it's a week of celebrations here in Gothenburg, some sailing events, and then the boats leave for the start of the 11th leg on
So how many participants are there in this race?
There's seven teams, international teams from sailors from all around the world, and all in all there are around 70 sailors in these teams.
So in each sailing boat there are 10 people approximately?
Yeah, roughly, and it's actually, well, it's about 70 or 80 participants actually, because they have a couple of, they always have some spare sailors that are on land for each leg that they can open.
So seven sailing boats are on their way from Cardiff to Gothenburg, likely to reach tonight.
Yes.
My God. Since how long Gothenburg has been hosting this race?
The first time the race visited as the World Ocean Race was in 2002. And so this is the fourth stopover. It's been both it's been the finish of the whole race, the final destination of the race, but but it's also been stopovers like this time.
What is the importance of this race to Gothenburg?
It's several things. It's a big international event, so it attracts a lot of attention internationally and nationally in Sweden. And of course, we're trying to make it into a festival for both people in Gothenburg and their guests. Also, it's a chance for Gothenburg. Show the future plans.
How many people from Gothenburg and other parts of the world are likely to be here for week-long hosting? Approximately.
Yeah, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. Now a program here in the race village and world-class sailing that will attract quite a lot of people, both from Sweden and from outside of Sweden.
So, where should a Gothenburger or our local Youtuberiare should be here to see this race?
Well, there are several spots. I would recommend coming to the race village at least.
Which is at Frihamnen.
At Frihamnen, that's right. Frihamnspiren, or Pamonpiren, as it's commonly known as well. Because this is where the race village is. This is where all the partners have their duties. Where the yachts will be moored during the whole week, and we will have some sailing activities here. You could try sailing. You could. There will be a lot of family activities. We will have concerts every night. When it comes to the sailing, you can definitely come here to Frihamnen to watch it on widescreen television. But you can also watch it live. The finish will be at midnight, so maybe if you're staying up late. We have an import race on Sunday, which is a short race. It takes like an hour outside of Elfsborg's Fästning. And there's a military area called Elfsborg's Garrison, which will be opened up just for this occasion. And that's a really good spot to watch that race.
Which will be on 21st?
No, that race is actually on Sunday. But we will also be live streaming all these events, so you can watch them at home, or I would prefer that you come to Frihamnen and watch them here.
And it's free entry for everyone?
Yes, that's right. During the whole week, it's free entry for everyone.
What is the impact factor for Sweden and Gothenburg as a result of this race?
Yeah, I think it's on several levels. I think as I said, it's an international event, so it attracts a lot of attention. And of course, tourism, visiting Gothenburg for this occasion, which is of course has a positive economical effect on us. I think we can be proud that we host these kinds of big events. And I think people in Gothenburg usually really turn out and make them into big parties.
Thank you very much, Fabian, for talking to Gothenburg-400.com.
Thank you very much.